This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we'd love to have you give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. And we'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, and if you still haven't eaten lunch, you can come on down and eat lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. And,
And you know, our live audience is going to become our lively audience tomorrow.
Yes,
as we do some interaction with King Arthur Flour and do some decorating and tasting and all of that.
I am like so excited for that.
I know.
I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It is absolutely
cool.
We'll be learning from the experts and tasting cupcakes. That's not a bad combination.
I know. And well, and then you know, I'm kind of intrigued because remember they kind of requested a dolly to help with all their stuff to bring in or a cart.
Yes.
A cart.
Yeah.
And so it's like I wonder what they're bringing.
I know.
So it's kind of exciting.
It is.
And we have another caller. We have Earl from Contoocook. Hi, Earl. How are you?
Fine, Carol. How are you?
Very good. What is happening?
Well, not a whole lot. We got the sun out today for a change.
Yes. The sun is out.
Oh, yes.
It is beautiful.
Yes, finally. I know it feels like a heat wave out there.
Well, it is kind of. It's 25 degrees.
So it is a heat wave. Wow.
Yeah. The other day, you guys had a show on about peppers and all that. And I have a question.
Okay.
I'm not against eating peppers. I do eat them by themselves. But when I go to have a dinner, I want to taste the food. I don't want the food to be so heated that the taste is lost on my taste buds. Why is it that everybody considers the more peppers you put on something and the more heat it generates, the better the food is? I just don't understand that when the taste of the food itself is normally so good that just a light dusting of spices is enough to enhance the taste. I'll sign off now and let you munch on that for a while. Have a great day.
Thanks, Earl. Thank you. You know, he makes a great point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe he's talking about the hot peppers.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mario Fial from Mano Fuel that was here yesterday. And, you know, I think that was like the difference with Mario's hot sauces was the heat didn't overpower the you know, your taste buds.
It
to me, the thing that I kept tasting was how fresh it was.
Yes.
I mean, it was just fresh and really tasty. So I do understand what Earl is saying.
Absolutely. And I'm right along there with them because I'm not one that I love, you know, real hot stuff. And I kind of don't, if it's overpowering your food, that I don't appreciate because
right.
I want to taste. It should be a compliment to your food or to bring something out in the food. But again, I think it goes to what you're consuming for the peppers or for that little bit of kick. I tried, you know, yesterday on the program, we had different salsas and sauces from Mano Fuel. And I tried the picante verde yesterday with something that I had made at home. And I had this, well, I cooked it up at home. I had bought a shrimp bacon something burger. And it was like this compilation of amazing foods. I cooked it up in garlic flavored olive oil from Celeste Oliva. And then I thought, I'm just going to dip a little bit of this in the picante verde.
So
and it was absolutely fantastic because it didn't, I mean, it would be easy to overpower shrimp And it didn't do that. It really brought those flavors out and just was a nice compliment. So I agree with what Earl's saying. I think it really depends on what you're doing as far as adding those peppers in and the spice and where you're getting that kick. And yeah. Is it for flavor or is it to impress your friends with how your eyes water?
Exactly. Yeah. It's true. You know what kind of peppers I have in my fridge all the time and I cook with them a lot is poblano peppers.
Okay.
Because they're not as hot as the jalapeno.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes they're really not even hot, but they just have, I love the flavor of them. And when you get one with a little bit of heat, it, yeah. you know, it's not overpowering.
Right.
So Earl may want to try a poblano pepper too. So.
And here, this is a public service announcement if you're cooking with peppers. I did not realize.
Oh, gosh. I know what she's going to say.
That you need to wear gloves.
Yes.
When you are slicing
especially
up these peppers.
Yes. Jalapenos.
And so that's what I did. I did something that called for some jalapeno peppers. And I just did it barehanded. And then I couldn't figure out later why, you know, not only were my lips burning, but then, you know, anything I had touched was burning.
Yes.
And it was not pleasant.
That is
so
awful.
So you do
that
need to wear the gloves.
Feeling.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're going to welcome on our next guest. It is Donna from Delaware, and I met Donna in Grand Cayman, and Donna is just a big foodie and just loves to cook and loves to chat, and she's just a hoot. So we are going to hear from Donna. Donna's Delights from Delaware. Take it away.
You're listening to
Donna's Delights.
Hi, this is Donna Earl Johnson, and I believe life is for living and food is for giving. On Donna's Delights, we take it from the fork to the cork. I'll be sharing my recipes, stories, and philosophies. So I hope you bring your appetite, because we're about to do this. King!
The recipe for the week.
The recipe of the week. When my daughter was little, she had this little kitchen set, and I would videotape her cooking. And it went her little make-believe kitchen. So I would ask her, baby, what you cooking? And she would say, I'm making bread, I said. So I call this recipe bread. I got this recipe from my cousin Boo. Her dad, Big Donnie, would always keep a garden. And he would bring us these zucchinis he grew in his garden. Now, the only thing, when it came down to eating zucchini, I wanted to eat it in a bread. So I asked her, how did I make it? Because back then, you ate what you had. Whatever you could afford, you didn't waste no food. So I learned real early in life to use what I got to get what I want. And that was something sweet like this bread. As a 14-year-old girl, I would use this recipe. Now, this is what you'll need. You'll need 3 cups of all-purpose flour. You'll need 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 4 teaspoons of cinnamon. Back then, I wouldn't use nutmeg because we didn't have nutmeg in the house. But now I'll use 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 2.5 cups of sugar, 4 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 3 cups of zucchini grated, 1 cup of walnuts. We didn't have walnuts either, y'all. Yes, we was poor. We could only afford the P and the O. We couldn't even afford the O and the R. We was poor. And when I make it to this day, my girlfriend was like, don't put no walnuts in mine. Make it just like you made it when we was teenagers, without the nuts. But now I put a little cup of walnuts in it. And I also got a little savvy. I would use some chocolate chips, and I would place 1/2 cup of chocolate chips into my zucchini bread. Yeah, boy. Preheat your oven to 325. Grease and flour that loaf pan. I'll use 8x4 tin foil loaf pans now. You will sift your dry ingredients, your flour, your salt, your baking soda, and your baking powder and your cinnamon into one bowl. Take your wet ingredients and you will place them in another bowl. That is your eggs, your oil, your vanilla, and your sugar together. Once you have that, you're going to mix it all well. And once you mix that up, you're going to place your dry ingredients into your wet ingredients. And what you're going to do after that, you're going to fold your zucchini in. Now, back then, I didn't know nothing about folding. But now that I'm a little older and a little more sophisticated in the kitchen, I fold my zucchini in. King, if you're going to put your nuts in, put your nuts in after this, and whatever little tidbits you're going to put in, like chocolate chips. You're going to place that into your two loaf pans, and you're going to bake for 60 minutes until you take a toothpick and it comes out clean. We didn't have toothpicks either, so what I used was a broom straw. Take the broom straw and you'll stick it in the middle and make sure that that zucchini bread was good and done. Once that zucchini bread is done, you're going to take it out, and for 20 minutes you're going to let it cool, and then you're going to start eating, because once you smell it, it's going to make you hungry. Once I slice my zucchini bread up, I put me some butter on it, and I get me a cold glass of milk, and I goes in, and that's zucchini bread.
Food for healing.
Food for healing. In the wintertime, or if I'm just coming back from vacationing, I need to exfoliate my skin. And I found the best way is to use the salt of the earth. Just like TLC, they said they didn't want no scrub, but this girl here does want a scrub. This sea salt scrub that I came up with, I'll use it all day, all night. It gives you that sexy glow. So what you'll need is 1/4 cup of pink Himalayan sea salt, extra fine just like I am. You'll need 1/4 cup of honey, your sweet sticky thing. You'll need 1/4 cup of coconut oil. And you'll need 1/2 of a lemon, which you'll squeeze the juice right on over top of this mixture. You're going to mix this mixture up really, really well. Then you're going to go get in the shower. You're going to wet yourself really, really wet. And then you're going to take that salt and you're going to scrub, scrub, scrub. You're going to scrub all over. Ladies, make sure you get those feet, because no man wants to eat no crust. That's not cute or sexy. That's not hot when you have crusty feet. The only thing a lady should have that is crusty is pizza. Now, honey, if you got a honey at home like I do, you're going to call him into that bathroom and you're going to ask him to scrub your back. Once you get everything all scrubbed up, you're going to rinse well and you've been scrubbed. King.
You're listening to
Donna's Delights.
I can make that at home. I can make that at home. I can make this at home. I was buying these mini pecan pies, and every time I would go in, I would see them, and they was like 99 cents a piece. So I was going in hard with these pies. I was buying them for about a month until I read the calorie count. It was like 400 calories and some change. I was like, this isn't good. So I got to thinking, I could make a whole pecan pie at home, and I could finish it in one bite. So I went to the library. If you know anything about the library, library was there before Google, and I hope that it continues to stay. So in my library, that's where I find all my good cookbooks. The best cookbooks sometimes have the little things, the cheapest things. The best things in life are free. And I've seen a cookbook that had George Washington Carver on it. I was like, if he can do all this stuff with a nut, he must know how to make some good pecan pie. So I use his recipe. And here's his recipe. It was 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 pinch of allspice, 3/4 cups of sugar, 1 cup of corn syrup, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/4 cup of melted butter, 1.5 cups of pecans, 1 pie shell. Now with the pie shell, pre-bake that pie shell at 350. And once you have that pie shell baked for about 15 minutes, you're going to take it out. Then mix your sugar, your spices, and your eggs together. And you're going to pour the rest of your ingredients in a bowl as well, except for the pecans. What you're going to do with the pecans, you're going to layer them at the bottom of your pie shell. Once you have those pecans layered at the bottom of your pie shell, you're going to pour that sugar mixture all over your pecans, and you're going to put that in the oven. And once that's placed in the oven, you're going to bake it for 45 minutes until a knife comes clean in the center, and then you're going to enjoy pecan pie. I enjoy pecan pie without the guilt. Thanks, Mr. Carver. Well, that's all the time I have for now, so join me next week on Donna's Delights. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving.
Wow. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Enough said right there.
Enough said, I think. That is just, she has so much energy.
Yes, she does.
Unbelievable.
Yes, she does.
And we are going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we have George Lawrence in house, family secret recipes and tips and recipes and all that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. And Jeannie, I think you have to read.
Well, you know what? I actually wanted to. We have a couple of things to do. I want to certainly thank our sponsors, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, I'm really envious because we've been talking about, you know, how balmy it is that it's 23 degrees out here. And, you know, it's nice that there's no wind chill and it's sunny, all of that. But did you know that the Pulse is going to be going to spring training? And the exciting thing for all of us is that does signal. And people that you talk to say, okay, that's the start of we feel better about life in general.
That's right.
The Pulse is going to sunny Fort Myers. Kale and Company is going to be live from 2 to 5 each day from JetBlue Park starting February 23rd, which I believe is Monday.
No.
We have
way.
So many things so happening Monday.
That
yeah.
soon.
Absolutely.
That
so
is cool.
We will be hearing from them from Fort Myers. And you know what? I, who am not a huge sports fan, you've heard me say it before, will listen because there is something about hearing baseball going on and
yes.
hearing everybody get excited about that. And of course, coming from Florida, it just does something to get you ready. Like, okay, we can make it. We're going to muscle through and we'll get through it.
So, how fun.
Yeah, so be listening, and we'll be hearing from Fort Myers.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I think next year we need to put in so that Food for Thought can go to spring training.
Absolutely. We could talk all about ballpark food. We could really, I mean, focus on so many different aspects of that. Talk to the players about their favorite foods.
It would be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Kale
Consider
and Company.
It done. It should be Food for Thought and Kale and
yeah,
Company.
Yeah, yeah, great.
That are going to be broadcasting. Okay, and joining us right now is George Lawrence, who has years of experience in the restaurant business. He ran Belmont Hall for many, many years and has been my mentor with the Red Arrow. He was not only a business owner, but he's a super cook and prepares fantastic recipes his family has loved for many years. Dad, what do you have for us today?
Other than, good afternoon.
Yeah.
It was a tough schedule today. I was having a hard time to get here.
Yeah, you were. You've been a busy man.
My voice is scratching.
I was
too.
Getting a little nervous.
I was nervous, too. But we'll get by okay. I have a recipe for grilled glazed baby back ribs.
Ooh,
yum. Different
really
options
good.
To do that. Some are low and slow. This one isn't. We have a few other recipes. I cooked something Sunday. I'd like to run by that, but I'm not quite ready for that. As far as the news, did you know the world spent $2.5 billion in 2014 on Oreos?
No way. That is a lot.
Oreos.
On Oreos.
That is a lot.
And they're coming out with a peanut butter blend Oreos.
Ooh.
They just did that velvet.
Red Velvet.
Red Velvet?
Yeah, they only last for 1 month. They ain't gonna make it again. They will, but it's just a big introduction. Oreos, all these companies are really coming to the plate.
You know, did you ever, when they had two, I think they had like their 100th anniversary or,
yeah.
or something like that.
They're unbelievable Oreos.
They did Happy Birthday Oreos.
Yes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
were so
yeah.
good.
I know.
Ooh,
See, I get all into those different variations. In the summertime, yeah. they had like nice. A berry mixture, and then they have
right.
an ice cream shop one. And I mean, anything they can put in the filling of those right. Oreos seems to work for me.
Yeah.
See the little
too well.
Baby ones, the small ones?
No.
I have a cookie jar. I keep digging because they're little.
At
you
your
take
office
three, four.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah, they're perfect little guys. Maybe the size of they're less than a quarter.
Yeah, they're mini
size
Oreos.
Size of a quarter.
Oh.
Cute as heck. So Oreos is really out there. And this surprised me. Everybody's getting bigger. I don't know if this will hurt them or help them. But Nestle's, you know, big company, candies.
Mm-hmm.
They make Butterfingers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nestle's stopped using artificial ingredients.
Yes.
They're all done.
Interesting.
So by the end of the year, it's going to take a while. By the end of 15, everything is going to be real. Everything in it. No artificial flavors, no colorings. They will rid all its chocolate candy products of fake flavors and colors by the end of the year, including classics like Butterfinger, Babe Ruth, Raisinets, and will no longer made of ingredients like Red 40, which I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Yellow 5. Yeah. Those are things not good for you.
Oh, that's a probably
red
dyes.
Dye number.
And they're going to stop the vanilla flavor. No food colorings. It will instead be replaced with ingredients like annatto. It's real. Which come from the seeds found in the fruit from the achiote tree. So there, you know, everybody is really, like I say, talking about baseball, stepping up to the plate.
There you go. Nice reference.
That's a big company. That's a hard move.
Yeah.
I would have just done it. I went to advertise it.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Then you admit because everybody's so focused on.
I love
what's
a Butterfinger.
Yeah, but if you advertise that now we've got real ingredients, people are going to go.
Seems to me that's touchy, but look, they're big. They got many of dollars, and I guess they thought it over very carefully. All I can say. The other thing is too, it surprised me. America is experiencing an organic milk shortage. And I didn't know that. The good news is that Americans are eating more organic food than ever before. In 2014, we spent about $35 billion on organic groceries and about $1 in $7 spent in organic foods. The number has almost doubled, and hopefully it's temporary, but the bad news is that the organic farmers cannot keep up with the demand. There's a nationwide shortage on organic milk.
Interesting.
That's where Coca-Cola came in, right? Doing milk.
Right.
Did they?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about that last week.
All right.
Yeah, they're doing a milk that's more protein, less sugar, and it's supposed to be great at double the price.
Yes, yes. The premium milk. Yes, I do remember talking about
that. They're advertising double the price. That's what I get a kick out of. I know people buy it just because it's that.
Because it's more expensive.
It's true.
So you figure it must be better.
I don't know. It's hard to keep up with it.
Yes.
You know, between everything. I don't know. It's really something. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
When you were just talking about Butterfingers, Amanda was talking about those yesterday. She had cravings for Butterfingers.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's what she went and ate last night, and that's why she's having the baby now.
That could be. It's the new miracle.
Amanda, yeah, whatever it is, it worked.
Yeah.
Did she have it?
We don't know yet.
We don't
still
know.
Haven't
okay.
heard.
She's not taking our calls for some reason.
I know.
Oh.
She's not taking the call.
Wow. And there's another little note here, and I've been aware of this in a lot of items, like, I hate to say it, coffee. Do you ever notice now that you go buy a pound of coffee, we all notice that it isn't 16 ounces. It stopped about 10 years ago. It was 13, 12. Well, I just looked at the Dunkin' Donuts. I thought it was reasonably priced. It's $5.99. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I think it's 9 ounces in a bag now. Things are going down. Which brings this up. Deceptive bars. The state of Maine, Augusta, the lawmakers just are drafting a law right now by Senator John Patrick. It's pressing for a bill that would require each pint of beer to be sold to be 16 ounces or under a heavy fine and heavy scrutiny. Because they're serving 13 to 14. In a 16-ounce glass.
Oh.
So that's another thing. You know, you serve 14, you should be getting 14. You know, I mean, you're selling 14.
Yeah, but you're right. The packaging on everything is shrinking.
Shrinking.
Ice cream or, you know, whatever it is.
And some are shrinking it so much that they're getting against the eight ball as far as inflation. You know, wow, $5.99. That's cheap. Yeah. So you look at the
Yeah, to buy three of them to make up for it.
Exactly.
You know, this has nothing to do with food, but I had my sewing lesson on Monday with my sewing teacher, Doris, and she has some space over at Martin's House of Cloth over in Bedford. And, you know, it was funny. We were measuring. I'm actually making Amanda some burp cloths. I can say that because I know she's not listening because she's having a baby. She's busy having a baby right now.
This is probably not her music that she has for labor.
Right. Yeah. So, but, you know, Doris was explaining to me, you know, we were cutting, and I don't remember what the measurement was, but when we were cutting, she says, you know, you have to be real careful when you're buying certain, you know, certain fabric because they're cutting the length of them. You know, like, I guess they used to be like a standard, you know, when you fold it, and it was always like a standard. And I'm a beginner sewer, so I don't know what exactly that standard is. But like when people make pillowcases,
right?
You know, there's like a certain
right.
But now you have to buy more. Like, let's say before you used to need 1 yard for a pillowcase. Now you need like a yard and a quarter because they're shortening everything.
Sure, because my mother was a big sort. So I remember going into the fabric places with her and a bolt of cloth would be a standard length. And so you would just measure out how much of that you needed because you knew that that end was going to be pretty much a standard.
See, they're starting to shorten everything.
It is happening.
Yeah.
Pretty soon a gallon of gas will not be a gallon.
Yeah, right. Price it's not going to be a gallon.
No, and the price will be $3.
Sure.
I don't know what they're going to call it, but can't be a gallon. If they are, it's really, really not good.
Yeah. You know what, Dad? It's time for a break. We're going to go on a break, and then when we come back, Dad has his little iPad here and his Cook's magazine. So, and if anybody wants to give him a call and have any recipe questions, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. And you know what? Let's just do a little shout out too to Ken Kale. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Ken! So we have cupcakes for you tomorrow. That's in honor of your birthday. Come down.
We'll decorate one for you.
We're going to have a big party here.
Yeah, it should be fun. So stay tuned, and Dad will be right back. Hold on.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. And joining us in studio is George Lawrence. And Dad, what do you have for us? Do you have like a recipe or?
No, I have one more tip.
Oh, good. I love those. I like those little tips.
How many times you hear eggs are bad for your heart? You know, the yolk to this. Oh, it's something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boys, this may be just something. But popular belief is that the eggs can be harmful to one's health, heart, because they are high in a dietary cholesterol. However, studies at the Royal School of Medicine in the UK have revealed, and it's coming across.
Wait a minute. Royal School of what?
Of Medicine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the United Kingdom.
I know what you're going to. Okay.
Revealed that the dietary cholesterol has nothing to do with the blood cholesterol or any heart disease. In fact, it is the increase in the level of saturated fat that leads to heart disease. Eggs contain very low levels of saturated fat.
Wow.
And I've been
so now eggs are good for you.
They just lifted a lot of that. You can eat this. You can eat this now. Oh, now I can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, it's true. I mean, moderation is key.
It comes back to that every time.
It does. Yeah. You can't jump on. This is the miracle food and this is the horrible food because 10 years later, they're going to flip. So
it's true.
I've been very,
common sense and moderation.
Very, very good. And last night, I just caved a little bit. The chocolate chip cookie was looking at me, the big ones up here.
Yeah.
And I took two little pieces. I'm telling you, it was great. Mm. I didn't have the rest.
Right.
Sometimes I'll just throw it away. And that's not good, but I don't care because I'm going to eat it. But I was satisfied.
Yeah.
That's the moderation.
Right. And it's right. Eating slowly, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to eat slow.
Yes.
And so another thing, too, which everybody knows, you start in the morning, and it's so true, 2 glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that second one don't want to go down. But if you do, you're going to eat less till at least 10 o'clock. I've been doing that. And I went to the doctor the other day, and I don't use my clothes to weigh on a scale. I never weigh, but, you know, when I do. And she goes, step up in the hospital. You crazy? I says, well, what's the matter? I said, got my jacket, got my shoes, got my phone, I got this. I said, I'm taking this off, I'm taking that, you know. And she's looking at me like I got two heads. And I go, step up, and it said 180. So I was glad. That means I weighed 177, 178.
All right.
But, you know, again, it's working for me. Just being careful not to contradict the Monday guy. Because he is persuasive, and I don't exercise. But I don't know.
Hard.
No, I've just been being careful, and it feels good. It's just getting around, I guess. All right. I have a couple, but you always... That's okay. Yep, a couple recipes. All right. Now, last Sunday, I did something a little different. I took a 3 or 4 pound, I bought a piece of beef, something you'd use a pot roast. I use the top round because I like the way they look. They're not so fatty because you're going to cook the heck out of them anyways. And I put 3 pork hocks in with it.
Ooh.
The osso buco type. They're cut about 2 inches long.
Yeah.
They're like they're below the knee of a pig. And I seared it in pan with EVOO, with celery, chopped onions, salt and pepper. And I really seared it. Real high heat. Makes a little mess. Make sure your fan is on in the house because it was throughout the home.
Yeah.
And that looked awful great. And then I've been doing this right along now. I put good medium-sized Vidalias. Not too big. And, you know, there's a stem on the bottom. I peel it. And, you know, the stem stays there because I do it whole. And with the paring knife, I cut a hole like you would in a strawberry, like on a V.
Yeah.
And I put a clove of garlic in there.
Ooh.
Inside the onion?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I put two.
Really?
And I just with the side of the knife, you know, smash the side, not to break it apart, but just to just let go of that flavor. I have two of them in there. And, of course, my lima beans.
Oh, I
can't go without lima beans.
Lima beans.
And then some carrots, fresh, cut on an angle, split on a big part. And then I put, all right, in a bowl. In a bowl, we have a can of tomato puree. I've been working with puree. It works very nicely. And to that, I add a little bit of chicken base and just water, or you want to do chicken stock, you really don't need it. You know, with the bones and all that, you create your own stock. And a teaspoon of granulated onion, a teaspoon of Italian seasoning, really does wonders. A half a teaspoon of thyme. I preheat the oven at 350, and I cooked all this for 5 hours. I had the nicest, tenderest meat. It was braised. Of course, the cover is on. And it was like not a hint. It was nice, a light red, saucy, wannabe brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was really, really,
yum,
as the old expression.
And how was those onions with the garlic
onions
in it?
Onions were unbelievable.
Really,
we just
good.
Took the fork out. I lobbed one of them into my plate. No, it was just great.
Yum.
It was great. So that's a different spin on pot roast.
Right.
And the pork was great. Nice, tender chunks, you know, like an inch square, elongated a little bit, just fell off that bone.
See, and that's what I was going to ask you about. So what did the ham hocks do, and how did they...
It's just together, they create a flavor that's unbelievable. Because,
wow,
you know, ham hocks alone are unbelievable. So I just mixed it with the...
So ham hock, they have meat on them?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they had meat on them.
Yeah, it's like medallions of beef.
Oh.
Yeah, and like, where, so the ham hock is like part of the end part of the leg, right?
It's above it, though, see? Yeah,
just
below the knee. Yeah, above the hoof.
Okay.
That's the part. And they cut them about 2 inches long.
Okay.
And it's got a circle with some fat. But the center is meat.
Huh.
It just comes right off with your fork.
Ooh, nice.
It was great. It was really great. It was great. So that was a little different twist on it.
What a good blend of flavors. I love the idea about the garlic inside the onion.
Yeah.
That's
I've been doing that right along. I haven't mentioned it, but that's great.
I love
salt.
That idea, because, I mean, nothing better than onions.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, onions, especially like, you know, in like that, the sauce like you had at the bottom of that pan and cooked with the meats. And
it's unbelievable.
Yum.
It's unbelievable. You have to, you know, have to control yourself, because before you sit down to eat, you've been picking too much. No, it's really, really great.
And didn't you go to Blue Aqua this week?
I did. It was really, really, really amazing. We didn't eat because we were on our way to Jay's. But I just wanted to check it out, have a drink in a different place. I'm not a real fad of restaurants with aquariums. This one was just beautiful.
Wasn't it cool?
I mean, this thing is
so they
about,
have a big aquarium in the restaurant,
you sit at
right
the bar,
at the bar.
You can see the bartender. He's right in front of you.
Yeah.
And he's great. And you see this ocean view.
Wow.
It's big. I think he said it was 600 gallons.
It's huge.
It's one of the chef owners. That's his pet.
It's Chris's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really, really
They're coming
nice.
On the show next week.
Oh yeah, he told me. Right. And then he cooked us, all right. He did an Irish shuka, I think he says. He takes a shaker, the bottom part, the big one, puts the fire in the bottom, and on the edge of the shaker, he's got a cork. It's three corks split. Then he's got a round bottle with a small neck. And I know what it is. It's some kind of a liqueur. I'm going to get
one. You're talking about Sean, the bartender.
Yeah, Sean.
Oh.
Sean. I mean,
I'm thinking you were talking about Chris, the cook, the chef.
Oh, no,
I
forgot. We were sitting at the bar. It was Sean.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Isn't he awesome? Love
great,
him.
Great, great guy. He said, you got to try this. I said, what do you mean, try it? He gives me this thing with a straw.
Milk.
You got to get right down low, and you're inhaling the fumes of raspberry vodka.
Unbelievable.
And he says, be careful.
Because it'll get you.
Send
right. Yes,
hip.
It does.
He says, you might. What did he say about the police? I forgot how he done it. Diane remembers. Something.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it'll show up in your blood, but you can walk the line.
Wow. Yeah.
But it was
pretty
different.
Cool.
You know, I'm doing that, and I'm doing one of his, I don't know, I asked for him, Appletini, and you could tell I was daring. He says, what if I give you a surprise? I don't even know what it was. It was good. It was pink. Oh, it was some variation of a Cosmo.
Cosmo.
And she was on Bellini's for her. And, oh, my God, we had a great time.
He's so cool.
I can't wait to go back.
Well, you know what he's concocting right now? He's making, because he makes his own, like, vodkas.
Yeah.
He's making foie gras vodka.
Oh, that's right. Foie gras.
Yes. That's, like, amazing.
Great, can you imagine
that?
Sean, you're unbelievable. Well, I can tell you. In fact, we hired him for Jessica's wedding.
Did you? Oh, my gosh, that's great.
How can you ask for a better bartender than
he
that?
He is so cool.
Yeah, so we had a good time.
Him.
We had a good time. It's a darn nice place.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah. I was looking. It was kind of full, too. It was a lot
of
people.
Did you get an appetizer or anything?
No.
Or no?
We didn't, didn't have time. Did you see the drink we had? I mean, I should have had an appetizer. It's about barely made it over to Jay's. But no, we had a good time. It's a good place. I know it is. It's 5-star rated. You spoke highly of it. And that's the reason I really said, let's try it, because I'm always leery of some places. Because it didn't have a good rap before them. You know, I remember who was there before. 2 years. They've been here 2 years.
Yeah.
But this outfit, these two guys are great.
Yeah, they're doing very good. They're doing very well.
You could tell. It was vibrant.
Well, that's where we did the farmer's table.
Yeah.
Farmer's dinner.
Right.
Farmer's dinner table or farmer's table dinner or something like that.
And he's listening really right now. He says, I listen to the show. He said, I listen to the show. Good job, John.
Sean. Let's talk a little bit about Jay's.
Jay's.
You know, let the listeners know a little bit about Jay's, because we haven't really talked about Jay's.
No,
at all.
I know. I think it's a great place. Of course, I would do that, Carol and I. But I go 2-3 times a week. And no, it's very nice. And for Valentine's Day, it's the past. I had pictures that I wanted to show to you. We had, you know, candles everywhere. Not too heavy. Nice carnations. It was very nice. The food is... You want a hamburger, cheeseburger? I am telling you, I dare you to have one there. It's pretty, pretty nice.
And Jay's is located below the Red Arrow in Milford.
Right.
It's our place that we run, but it the food does come out of the same kitchen,
yeah.
But it's a separate entrance, and it's a whole separate. You know, it has a bar and there's an outside deck, which is really
right
beautiful.
Right on the river.
Right on the river.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah. No, it's really tuned into of a nice draft. A great martini, a great scotch. We have a great line of scotch. People really go with that. And appetizers.
And the menu. It's a tavern menu.
It's a
different
menu
than upstairs.
Right.
And it's
been great.
It's a really good menu.
We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been going good, too.
Yeah.
Got great bartenders, by the way. Unbelievable.
They're all awesome. Yeah. They are.
They're good people.
Good people.
Isn't it, just thinking about that part that you guys have certainly brought out, that good servers are people with personality.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a huge difference in your dining experience. The food can be great, but if you're snubbed by the wait staff
or if
there's a cold feeling, your whole experience is altered. It doesn't matter how good the food is.
You pick that up right away.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You don't
shut it off and you go, No, it's all about that. And it can't be overdone.
Right.
On the other way, they can't, give you some breathing room.
Yes.
They
probably shouldn't sit down beside you.
No,
it's the
perfect balance. It's the perfect balance.
Yeah, it's true. They make you. I mean,
Exactly. Make you or break you.
Right.
That's the honest to God's truth.
That's true. Very, very important.
Well, so much to think about, and as we do that, we want to thank our sponsors again, and Food for Thought is brought to you by Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester, top quality foods made fresh, Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry as of February 23rd. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company, and Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry as well as precision repair. So we certainly thank those sponsors, and thanks for those who contributed to today's show, another great show. We invite you to come down and join us tomorrow for tips on baking and cupcake decorating, and just to sample some cupcakes or come hang out with us. We would love to have you come down to 814 Elm Street in Manchester.
Downtown Manchester, yes. Come and have lunch with Food for Thought, definitely. It should be fun. It should be really fun.
Absolutely.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. I
King
know it's
Arthur
it's
Flower
very...
Day.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We named it King Arthur Flower
King
Day.
King Arthur Flower Day. Maybe that'll be, yes, an annual. You know, if they can have, you know, what was it? Crab Stuffed Flounder Day.
No kidding, right?
Then I think tomorrow.
That's what today is on Food Reference.
I use that to make my crepes.
What, the crab stuffing?
No, the King Arthur.
Okay.
No,
King Arthur flower.
Because when you said that, I can see the package.
Yep.
A little white, a little bit of orange. It's King Arthur.
You know, it's funny, because in the grocery store, you're starting to see more King Arthur flower products available.
Yeah.
It, you know, I noticed that. Like, I used to only be able to get my popover mix through King Arthur flour. I'd have to order it, like, from my catalog. But now you can buy it in the grocery store.
Is that local?
They never used to. They're in Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. There
just over the border.
They have cooking school there.
And they have
so
a cooking school and everything.
All about some of those things,
that's right.
Too.
I remember that, too. Now you're talking about that.
Well, you know, Tyler will be on with us tomorrow. And Tyler is all excited because when he was in school, they have what's called intercession. And the kids, they some of them go places and some of them stay around here. One year he stayed here and they sent him, they had, you know, different things that they could choose to do. And one of them was to go to the cooking school.
I remember that.
At King Arthur Flower. So he's all excited. So
good.
Be kind of cool. And again, let's just say happy birthday to Ken Kale.
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Kale and Company's up next. And we will see everybody tomorrow on King Arthur Flower Day. See you tomorrow.